2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi.
What are you doing here? Where'd you
How
come
you doing?
From?
Hola.
Where are you from?
I stumbled in. I hit a link and then I landed here and it was weird.
Hello.
What was that dumb app we used to have where you could like. You push a button to go to a different person
chat
in a different
roulette.
Room.
And chat roulette.
Chat roulette.
Oh,
chat roulette.
My
the
gosh.
Game for random penis in your face.
Love
That's
that.
What that was.
That's my favorite.
I would turn it off.
Random penis in your face?
Random.
Yeah. No, the app. I used to like that website.
Of course you would.
He was on it all the time.
Hey, there's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and there's Scotty B, and there's Garrett, and there's Straight Nate. There's Birthday Boy Scary. There's Gandhi. There's Brody in the Den. Hey, guys. Welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
Hello.
15 minutes. First of all, let's start out by saying happy birthday, Scary.
Happy birthday, Scary.
Thank you so much.
Happy
Very nice.
Birthday.
Does anyone have anything special they want to say to Scary? Should we go around the room and each give our thoughts on Scary?
Oh, that's nice.
Sure.
Okay, well, we'll start with you, Froggy. Thoughts on Scary, the birthday boy.
You know what, Scary? You have the most Teflon skin. Nothing bothers you. You are the kindest, most giving, genuine person. And I love you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday, Skier.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Appreciate you. I am
Danielle.
Teflon.
I want to say I've known you for a very long time, 26 years, something like that. And, you know, people hear us make fun of you and all kinds of stuff like that, but we do that out of love because deep down inside, you really are one of the kindest.
Yes.
You have the biggest heart. You would do anything for anybody, and you're just a really great guy. So I really do hope you have a wonderful day.
That's really special. I appreciate that.
This is all sounds so great. Brody's blood is boiling. I can't wait to hear what Brody's going to say
for like,
the birthday boy.
Brody's like, we didn't do this for my birthday. That's what Brody's saying.
Right.
Oh, that's a Brody's thing.
Scotty B. Scotty B. There's Scary. Your super spreader's having a birthday today.
Well, you know, I just wish that you were able to eat today because Nate and I wanted to buy you breakfast. But then on the other hand, I'm glad you can't because we didn't have to buy you breakfast.
There's that.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Garrett.
Yes. Well, he's a friend. He literally will call me post-nap and say hello just because. And I love the fact that listeners are so in tune with Scary Jones, wishing him a happy birthday and to take an extra long nap today. So.
Oh, is that what they're saying on the text?
Yeah. You're going to really enjoy your birthday nap. What about you, Straight Nate? What do you have to say to your brother, Scary?
Well, happy birthday, Scary. I can't imagine coming in here every day without you. Even though that time you did bring in a bag of superfluous nuts that you picked out of your trail mix and gave it to me.
Yes.
Oh, I know you touched every single walnut with your fingers and put it back in a bag and said, here, buddy.
But
you know what? I still love you.
But you never got COVID.
Never got COVID.
Even though on wood.
I moved your car several times, never got any sort of virus from being in your car.
Great.
Gandhi, what do you want to say?
Yes.
To birthday boy Scary.
Well, happy birthday. Obviously, everything everyone else said is very accurate. You have one of the biggest hearts of anyone I've ever met. You're always sweet. You never have any bad intentions toward anyone. And when I first came here for the interview, even, I met you. You were one of the first people that I met when I came. And after I left, you sent me one of the nicest text messages I think I've ever gotten in my life. And I took a screenshot and I saved it.
You did?
Because it was so sweet. And I love you for that.
What?
Yes.
You still have it?
Wow. I do.
Wow.
I feel like this is my going away party.
Yeah.
Well,
we hate to tell you this, but.
All right, Dave Brody.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say to the birthday boy and your co-host on Brooklyn Boys podcast?
Well, I love that my birthday is 4 days before his, even though he cannot remember that every year I have to remind him. Because then I can see that he did nothing for me for my birthday, which makes it easier for me to do nothing for him for his birthday 4 days later.
Right.
I don't know why he goes on a major diet every year for his birthday, because then he whines every year how he can't go out to eat for his birthday, which is kind of annoying. But that being said, he is the backbone of the morning show. He's the backbone of our podcast, because he has all the equipment at his house. And I can treat him like crap occasionally. And you know, Scary, he forgets and forgives you like in 3 minutes.
It's a goldfish.
So,
and it's also his wife's birthday, Melissa.
Right.
Melissa, happy birthday, Melissa.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Share a birthday.
Right. And I did say to Scary, please don't mention it's my wife's birthday. And he of course, doesn't listen to anything else. Well,
it's the same thing. Just as he forgets when you insult him, he forgets any instructions.
Yeah, it all goes together.
It's all good.
There you go.
Love you,
all right.
Scary.
Yeah. Scary, happy birthday, my brother. And yeah, you know what? You are lacking focus. typically, but other than that, you're right on target. And Brody said it very well. You are the backbone of this morning show. And the thing about this show, and even though it would look weird on a body, we have many backbones. I don't know how you could engineer right. that in a body.
I call it spokes in a wheel. Like
okay,
spokes.
Yeah. Spokes in a wheel.
Yeah, I'm a spoke.
I thank you. I thank you for keeping us on the air. We've been going strong for most of the 25 years anyway. And here we are entering into.
Wait.
Yeah.
What about that part that we weren't? There was a moment of that we weren't.
Scary. Yeah. In the very beginning of this morning show, we had no listeners.
We were in 20th place, right?
Not even. We would. I would die to be in 20th place back then. Now we're number one. And so we thank you for being such an integral part of that. And now you know what, Scary. This is going to get uncomfortable, but I want you to be real and take your time with this. We've all told you how we love you and we wish you a happy birthday. Now I want you to talk about your birthday and how life's going for you and what you're feeling good about.
No.
Uncomfortable.
Yay!
Really. I'm over this pandemic. I am a social person by nature. You know that about me. I like conversations. I like friends and family, my girlfriend. I like going places. I like traveling. And, I'm ready to go outside and do things. I'm ready to go places. I'm ready to travel again. I know some of you are not willing to get on a plane, but I'm really seriously contemplating that for this upcoming vacation. I feel like the mental wellness is just as important part of this. We talk about it on the show a lot. And I feel I'm going to go fucking batshit if I don't get out of my apartment and I don't, you know, because I have been playing by the rules and been isolating and, you know, and been taking these calculated risks. So my thoughts for my birthday, obviously, things are closed in the five boroughs. Indoor dining, no thank you, Cuomo, for that. So I can't go anywhere, and I can't eat anything because I'm on a detox. So I'm okay for the short term, but I'm ready to just bust out in a big way really soon.
I bet you are. And as we've said earlier on the show, you know, all the big birthdays that went by this year, they were all, most of them, not celebrated at the level they should have been
Alex
celebrated.
Alex and my girlfriend celebrated but they celebrated milestone birthdays.
Yeah.
Sheldon has one coming up too, and it's in the beginning of the summer, but I'm still like, okay.
Wow. He's turning that age?
Yes, he is.
Wow. I got to tell you, when you're my age, every birthday is a milestone birthday.
How did we make it?
But happy birthday, Scary. We love you.
You got it.
And soak it up today because tomorrow we'll be back on schedule making you feel like shit about everything.
Happy birthday, Peter Pan.
Exactly. Yeah, Peter Pan. Yep. Happy birthday. All right, with that said, celebrating a birthday. Our Scary.
Anybody else?
Love you. Happy birthday.
You want more? You want us to talk about you more?
That's the end of the podcast? No. Anybody else want to talk about something else?
Well, I don't know how much time do we have.
We shift gears. Frog. We have like 5-6 minutes.
Yeah. We still got 7 minutes
left. Oh, damn.
All right. I can make an observation.
Please. Now it's time for observations.
Okay, so, and I know this isn't going to get into the potty world. Don't worry, Elvis, but I can tell you, as a man, if you're in the bathroom going, like, taking a leak at the urinal, and another man comes in and then just washes his hands and leaves, he didn't just have to wash his hands.
That's right. He didn't want to poo next to you.
He didn't want to make a big old stinky deuce next to you.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I just wanted that person to know, I know you have to go, you know, 3-2-4.
Aren't you glad you got that off your chest?
Yeah.
Here's what I do. If I walk into a bathroom to do number two and someone's in there, I will state out loud, I'm sorry, I needed to go poo. I'm going to wait till you're done. I'm going to wait in the hallway. And I wait in the hallway for him to leave.
I would have appreciated that more because the man obviously had to go bad enough that he walked into the bathroom and fake washed his hands, and he's probably walking around in a circle waiting for me to leave. So I appreciate the fact that you let me pee in peace and didn't
stank it up while I was in there.
But you know what?
Happy birthday, Scary. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy
birthday, Scary.
Scary has to push.
What's that, Danielle?
Maybe he did just have to wash his hands we are in pandemic mode, so we are all washing our hands more and just going into the bathroom to wash our hands.
Was it from the AM station?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who he is?
It was an AM station person. Yeah.
So no, AM station.
People who work on AM, they poo all the time.
They don't wash their hands.
Well, they poo more.
No.
Oh, okay.
A lot more.
That's what AM stands for.
S. Fiber.
Something.
You know what they also do over there? They put paper towels in the toilet. Who doesn't know that you can't do that?
That's not good.
That's terrible.
People on AM.
I guess.
People that work on AM, they just haven't figured out how to maneuver in this world of ours, in our FM world.
AM stands for what? Ass monster?
Yeah, ass munch.
There we go.
Okay. Ass munch.
There we go.
All right.
Are we done?
Look at my corner. I cleaned up. Oh,
you
did?
Oh, wow.
The cereal library.
Oh, that looks
impressed.
Great.
You could see the printer.
When'd you get that printer?
It's been there. It's been buried for years.
Is that my printer?
Gosh.
I think it's a dot matrix.
You want to see Scotty freak out? Watch this.
No, don't. What are you doing? Don't do it.
By the way, Nate gets some credit. Nate gets some credit for cleaning your studio, too.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He does. He does not. What are you doing?
Dude, look at him. No.
What's he doing?
Hey, where's your mask? Put your mask on.
What is he doing?
Oh, COVID.
He's throwing things away.
Yes, I am. My kids want it.
I'm never going to play with that.
What is it?
It's a game, LCR.
Take it home.
Oh, left, center, right. Yeah. Oh, it's a great game. We played it on the cruise. Remember, Frank?
Yes. He has over 200 cans of Heineken beer.
Wait,
ask
he wants
him
to,
why.
Because he wants to empty it out and recycle it, right?
You know me well.
You better crush those cans. Well, I know, but those things all expired like back in 1994.
That's okay. The cans are still good.
All right. What's that?
What the hell is that?
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
This?
Yeah, that's Paw Patrol.
Hey, you are dangerously close in this.
Yeah,
this pandemic.
Hey, just got COVID, probably.
Oh, yeah, you might have.
I'm slowly cleaning. You can't like do that to me. I will get it done.
Oh, Scotty.
Scotty, you know Nate cleaned your studio, right?
No, he threw away a few things. I noticed a few things are missing and moved, but.
Yeah, but you know what they are.
You had so much clutter in there. I bet a lot of stuff disappeared that you don't even know, and you'll never know it's gone.
No, I know. I had a thing of notes over here that I was writing on a pad, and then the pad was empty, so he ripped that off.
Those notes were from 2017.
But your wife is a organizer. Oh, that's what she does for a living. So why doesn't she come in and organize your world?
By the way, even though you just said that by mistake, I'm still in trouble somehow.
Oh, stop it. It was a mistake.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah?
I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but while you were out, Nate took the bags out of a lot of the cereal boxes and put them in the wrong boxes and switched them all.
Well, the only reason I'm okay with it is because I've been throwing out all the cereal from inside the boxes in the last couple days.
Some of them turned into bricks.
They were bricks. Any cereal with honey in it doesn't last more than like 2 or 3 months before it solidifies.
Yeah. Really? Ooh, nice to know.
Yeah. Not Honey Nut Cheerios. I mean, the ones that are like glazed with honey.
Yeah, like my Fiber
Give it to
One.
The AM studio guys.
Yeah, or Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
It's got honey and some sort of barbiturate. All right. Hey, I wasn't here for the 15-minute morning show podcast yesterday. I heard it was missing some energy.
Oh, probably. God, what are we talking about?
Early. I think we just ran out of gas. We nicknamed it the Out of Gas podcast.
Adagascar.
Anyway, we're out of gas now.
I feel like we're out of gas. Let's get out of here. Happy birthday, Scary.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Scary. Your birthday, Nat.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.